of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens.
Good evening. This is the Prime Evening News for today, Thursday, April 11th, 2024.
The Big Station.
I'm your presenter, Richie Farrell, in the headlines.
Right on.
NJAM President and Economist Kent Vital is skeptical about the DLP regime's plan to publish for review its own select list of electoral reforms in April of 2024. St. Lucia Equity and Social Justice Minister Joachim Henry champions a new era of inclusivity
wherever it
in the granting of loans by Belfund
Wobble
to empower traditionally marginalized St. Lucians and to combat unemployment.
Right on.
And former U.S. footballer O.J. Simpson, who rose to fame in college before playing in the NFL in 1995 and was acquitted of the murder of his former wife Nicole Brown and a friend, has died at the age of 76.
Top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station. Q95.
All right, first up in the news, president of the National Joint Action Movement, NJAM, economist and former DFP leader, Mr. Kent Vital, acknowledges that some of the simple recommendations announced by Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit are valid. However, he adds it is still too early to comment categorically on the government's select electoral recommendations, which have not yet been made public. During his presentation to the panelists on Q95's Global View on Q show on Tuesday, Mr. Vital stated that the recent years of stalling electoral reforms in Dominica by the government on this particular matter has been perceived negatively by Dominicans locally and by professionals regionally. He suspects that the electoral recommendations presented to the public by the government will be recommendations that may be more beneficial to his administration rather than create an equal platform for general elections.
They do not want to give electoral reform, or they want to give, and they have changed their tactics, and their intention now is to give a reform that suits them. So if you give a reform and you remove the five-year limit, that's a reform, but it suits them. It's biased towards them continuing to win elections. But that is paired with the fact that they have gotten, as you said, monies from very opaque sources. Chances are part of the billions of dollars that are missing is part of the very monies that they're using to fund elections. They know that. They know that they have a war chest. They will not necessarily bring in that money to help Dominicans, but they would definitely keep that war chest over there, huge amounts of money, to ensure that they can win elections. So there is no interest for them to do campaign finance reform. I would agree generally, of course, that there are some things that require a change of constitution. Maybe we cannot deal with it right away, but there are some minimum things that has to be addressed. If you clean the list at the very least, clean voters list and voter ID cards and maybe one or two other things, even if they have that war chest out there. And of course, if you deal with the issue of the who can come in, because that has to go with cleaning the list. It has to also be paired with the fact that there's a certain requirement to be registered, and the requirement in the law right now should be maintained, all right, or improved. But they would want to say they would improve it in a way that benefits them. So clearly, there are some things they won't want to do, some things they maybe we cannot do because of the changes to the Constitution. But the minimum things that ought to be done are within reach, within grab.
President of NJAM, economist and former DFP leader Kent Vital. The under-16 netball national team returned to Dominica on Wednesday from their victory at the St. Lucia 2024 Jean-Pierre Caribbean Youth Netball Tournament, which ran from April 3rd to April 10th, 2024. Lamia Ford was named Dominica MVP for the second time and obtained the President's Award. Additionally, Nisha Remy, Tamisia Pierre-Louis, Captain Kenya John and Vice Captain Lamia Ford were all named in the tournament's all-star team. The team was composed of 13 girls representing several high schools around the island: the Dominica Grammar School, Casabruce Secondary School, the Portsmouth Secondary School, the Northeast Comprehensive School, and of course the Convent High School. Sports coordinator in the Ministry of Sports, Trevor Shillingford. He says he is satisfied with the team performance and that secured the third position in the tournament.
We want to congratulate you on your performances in St. Lucia. Dominica placed third in the tournament, but we are satisfied that you gave true representation to your country. There were times when the going was rough and you gave it your best shot. And there was no better example of this than in the last game against St. Vincent, when you were really looking like things were a bit rough. And a few changes were made and we saw a few people rising to the occasion and ensuring that we secured that much needed victory for Dominica at the end.
Sports coordinator in the Ministry of Sports, Trevor Shillingford. Events assistant at the Discover Dominica Authority, Mr. Ogeli Moses, announces that shuttle services is available for Jazz and Creole on May 5, 2024 at Portsmouth. Moses told the media on Wednesday, there are four shuttle pickup locations around Portsmouth.
I'm going to list the areas that you pick up the shuttle services in the Portsmouth region to bring you to the Moroccan first drop-off location. So persons or patrons staying in the area of Glanvilla, you can pick up your first shuttle area, first shuttle services from the Glanvilla playing field. People or patrons living in the Portsmouth regions, that is Borough Square, that's our second pickup location. The third pickup location is the Portsmouth Market, and the fourth is Tartan Stretch. So you have four locations. So let's go back again. We have the Glanvilla playing field, we have the Borough Square, Portsmouth Market, and Tartan Stretch. So you have these four locations where you could park your vehicle in the area. Yes, there will be security patrolling. Yes, Portsmouth is safe, Dominica is safe, and you can hop on, and then you can depart at the Moroccan Hotel area. And then you hop on one of our shuttle services to take you from the Moroccan area to the Diaspora building. So you pick up, you hop onto the bus, to the coaster, AC, you fill in a wellness because we want you to come with your curl fusion outfits with the makeup still intact, the hairline still there, you know, the white powders on the hairline, we want that still intact. So we want you to come and we want you to be well relaxed on our shuttle services.
Events assistant at Discover Dominica Authority, Mr. Ogeli Moses. You're tuned in with Q95 News. General Secretary of the United Workers' Party, ERC member and retired police superintendent Nicholas George emphasizes that electoral reform ranks as the second most crucial legislation for effective governance and democratic sustainability, with the Constitution holding the utmost importance. He notes that during the drafting of legislation, a delegation comprising government, opposition, and civil society representatives traveled to the United Kingdom for negotiations. George points out that the current legislation has yet to be amended to align with Dominica's reality.
The electoral reform is the second most important piece of legislation for the governance of a country to sustain democracy. The first one is the Constitution. Now, when the Constitution was being prepared, there was a delegation that comprised the government and opposition and civil society. And they traveled all the way to London to negotiate that. That constitution has not been amended since. Nobody has too much trouble with it. We have some, but we've managed to survive with it. The next one is the electoral reform legislation. And we must remember that, notwithstanding that the Prime Minister has given a timeline, it is not possible. It is impossible for us to have legislation, the electoral reform legislation, as the Prime Minister is talking, before June of this year in Parliament. It's not possible. There are about six bits of legislation. There's the House of Assembly Act, and there is the electoral, the Registration of Electors Act. There's a new piece of legislation to do with the composition of the and the management of the Electoral Commission, and there are regulations to each of those acts. All that have to be considered.
That was Nicholas George, ERC member, retired police superintendent, and general secretary of the United Workers' Party. Host of Q95's Global View on Q show, Sheridan Mr. G. Gregoire, is curious about the apparent reluctance of the DLP administration to discuss or acknowledge the need for campaign finance reform as a crucial part of Dominica's electoral reform process. Now, Mr. Gregoire says any country that is serious about electoral reform has passed the necessary laws for campaign finance regulation for elections in that country. This major aspect of electoral reform stops corruption in its tracks for any existing and or potential political parties seeking to join the political system.
Remember, the Prime Minister told us recently it's only a select few. I think it's about five different areas that they're proposing to tackle at this time. And they would not tackle anything that has constitutional implications. But certainly, Bernard didn't really talk about it. I don't know what, as you're going to make your contribution, I don't know whether you want to express any concern about the fact that whether or not they might want to tackle the whole question of campaign finance reform. Because it seems to me not only have they been depending on the overseas votes to come in to give them that winning legacy, but they've also been depending on raising a lot of money from very opaque sources that nobody knows about because they don't report on where the money is coming from. But it seems to me there's been a lot of money in those elections, those past few elections. I don't know whether you have some concerns that they may not even want to consider electoral campaign finance reform.
Host of Q95's Global View on Q show, Sheridan Mr. G. Gregoire. Lead singer for the Swinging Stars band Tasha P. Peltier advises all Dominicans to show up in number for this year's Jazz and Creole Festival scheduled for May 5, 2024. Tasha P. was speaking at the DDA's conference room on Wednesday and expressed gratitude on behalf of Swinging Stars who will be performing on the main stage for this festival. She says the band will deliver an electrifying performance for the audience.
It is our pleasure to say thank you to the DFC for once again adding us to your list of performances for the Jazz and Creole event, which is one of the biggest events we have here nationally in Dominica, and we are privileged to be a part of it as well. As you know, as a custom, we have been a part of the Jazz and Creole family for a while, and we look forward to giving you all a repertoire that you may not have expected. I mean, Jazz and Creole doesn't, you know, it has a nice little mix and fusion to it. So Swinging Stars is always ready to deliver. We are practicing. I don't use a big word like we're exhausted practicing, but we are practicing to ensure that our repertoire is something that can be relatable to everybody. The young, the not so young, and the not so young young. So we are very excited. We are looking forward to what we're gonna be wearing because, you know, we like to pop with the fashion. Last year we had our bushy shirts. I say bushy because it looked like grass to me. But we're taking it very seriously, and we're hoping that all patrons come out to support Jazz and Creole as usual. We are looking forward to the fashion statements that are going to be made. We're looking forward to the type of music that's going to be played. We're looking forward to the other artists and the other musicians and the other bands that are going to be performing. But most importantly, we're looking forward to our performance for you guys coming soon. So buy your tickets, go to the Fringe events. There's so many events. I'm not even sure if I'm going to be able to keep up, but I'm happy that at least there's something for everybody.
Lead singer for the Swinging Stars band, Tasha P. In other news, St. Lucia's Equity, Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Joachim Henry is championing a new era of inclusivity in the granting of loans by Bell Fund, aimed at empowering traditionally marginalized St. Lucians and fostering small business development to combat unemployment on the island. Minister Henry, overseeing the 20-year-old James Belgrave Micro Enterprise Development Fund, also known as the Bell Fund, underscores the institution's commitment to innovation in its mission to alleviate St. Lucia's unemployment challenges and promote the growth of small and micro enterprises. O.J. Simpson, the former American footballer who was controversially cleared of double murder, has died at the age of 76. Orenthal James Simpson rose to fame as a college footballer before playing in the NFL. In 1995, he was acquitted of the murder of his former wife, Nicole Brown, and a friend in a trial that gripped America. In 2008, he was sentenced to 33 years imprisonment on charges of armed robbery. He was released in 2017. O.J. Simpson died of cancer on Wednesday, surrounded by his children and grandchildren, a family statement read.
O.J. Simpson has died following a battle with cancer.
His children announcing his death earlier this morning. The former football player known for standing trial for the double murder of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ron Goldman in the 90s. Simpson was acquitted for that crime. His family says he passed away in Las Vegas. He was 76 years old.
That's the Prime Evening News. Here's a recap of our headlines. NGAM President and Economist Kent Vital is skeptical about the DLP administration's plan to publish for review its own select list of electoral reforms in April of 2024. St. Lucia Equity and Social Justice Minister Joachim Henry champions a new era of inclusivity in the granting of loans by Bell Fund to empower traditionally marginalized St. Lucians and to combat unemployment. And former U.S. footballer O.J. Simpson, who rose to fame in college
wherever it happens
before playing in the NFL in 1995.
Q95, the big station.
And who was acquitted of the murder of his former wife, Nicole Brown, and a friend, has died at the age of 76. That's the news. I've been your presenter, Richie Farrell, with the Q95 News Team.
Top of the hour news as it happens.